This is The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for The Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Rob Spinoza of RPM Mortgage and Patty Cohen of Pacific Union International. Mark Honf is off today. That rascal, he's been doing a lot of traveling. Our phone number is 888.
Is that what they call it these days?
Yes, that is what they call it. Yes. Actually, his, kid was graduating college, so he's got to go down
congrats.
There for that. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. You're going to use that number to answer the trivia questions for a 5-pack tanning certificate given away during this show. That certificate is not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tan Bella Tanning Salon, with 2 locations in San Francisco and 1 in Marin. It's getting sunny out there, but you don't want to burn. Get your tan on first, right?
That's it.
Check them out. They're very, very, very nice people. Want to make a quick mention here for the Sunset Celebration Weekend, which is coming up today, the 20th, and tomorrow, the 21st, at Cornerstone Sonoma, which is a beautiful winery. And here are some of the highlights. They have Camp Sunset, which is the best of glamping tips.
Oh,
glamping,
wow.
Right? That's
wow.
Like, that's like fancy, fancy camping, right? And inspiration.
Surprised
under
my
canvas.
Wife does not know that one.
I know. I remember the first time I ever heard that term was with Justin Bieber. Bieber. And then they're also going to have the West Best Chefs on 2 cooking stages, live fire and outdoor cooking demos, Sunset Beautiful Test Garden, and 2 days of wine seminars and sipping. You betcha.
Oh,
I am there
wait.
Today.
I'm there. So which day is going to be the chefs?
Well, it says, I think it's 2 days.
All right.
Well,
exciting.
It says 2 stages, so definitely got to check that
get
out.
Get those tickets.
Okay, so Patty, you wanted to talk about some interesting sales you had.
Oh, boy. It's, you know, we
aren't they all interesting?
They're all interesting. Interesting is a very word, like unique, quote unquote. But no, some really kind of exciting sales. You know, we just around this time last year and even the year before, we started seeing a leveling, especially like June of 2015. We were like, okay, so in the upper luxury properties, this is the end, and they were softening. And last year around the mid-year we saw the same, but this year has just taken off like lightning.
Wow.
And I think part of it is we had the last half of last year was crazy because of we were distracted with the election, so
I
not
agree.
Much happened. You know, and so there's all this pent-up demand, and we always have lack of inventory. So, for example, I listed a property in Marin County, which was basically a tract home. It was a very nice tract home, but a tract home. So they're not hard to price. We priced it at 1495, which was correct. Could have done $1,510,000, but I think that's illegal. anyway, so we go 1495. So anyway, so what's happening now is preemptive offers more than
ever. We're seeing a lot of that. Yeah.
Yeah. So 10 days later, all cash. You probably don't see them because they're usually all cash.
We see that
but
too.
You
yeah.
see it both. Yeah. Right? But 10 days later, all cash, it sold at $1,179,000. Now that's
1719.
Excuse me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Got it.
1719. That's from a 1495, which was correct pricing for a tract home.
So when you're on the other side of that, when you don't win those bids, and let's say you have a buyer and they watch somebody else go at 1719 when it was listed at 1495, what do you tell them about their future prospect in the market?
Well,
how do you keep
how
them
do
encouraged?
I counsel a seller?
How do you counsel the buyer? If you've got a buyer in there and they just watched, so they said, okay, this place came on the market at 1495 and it sold for 1719 all cash.
What are they going to do next? Time.
Right. I would think that person would think, well, that buyer overpaid.
Yeah.
So
let's talk for a buyer for a second.
Right.
Because when it's a multiple offer situation or preemptive like that, I always say whatever that price is that let's say you're bidding on 16 other offers, you need to be happy if you get it and you need to be happy if you don't get it.
That's very good advice.
Yeah. Because it's you know, there's three things. What is it actually worth, fair market value?
Right.
What are you willing to pay? Yeah. And what can you actually afford?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Very,
you know,
yeah,
so
true.
At the 171...
Well, why did it go up so high? Okay. Did they just fall in love with the property that much?
Well, or? Elderly person needed...
Urgency.
Well, needed the first floor. Okay. A lot of people... Okay. If note to self, note to the people out there.
Yeah.
Next house you buy, make sure the master's on the first floor because...
Yeah.
The baby boomers are a big bulge, yeah, and we're all retiring.
Yeah.
So they want the, even if you're fit and doing marathons,
right,
you think like 30 years from now might be good tough point, to navigate
Patty.
Stairs.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So do that first floor. So this was a case where the buyer had a stroke, wanted to be around family and grandchildren, that they could go upstairs. They weren't going to use upstairs. They just had their nice.
But did they need to go a million?
That's a good point.
Probably not. But we already had.
But it's a knockout punch. It's
knockout like, punch, yeah, because what happened was they were showing it, and the agent called me and I said, "We've got a really nice preemptive offer on the table, which was 1550."
Right.
You say all this, but that's how it happened. And I was like, "If you guys come,
must have loved you."
True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
So, I love you, and I'm not even the seller.
And now, how do you counsel sellers? Now,
right? Okay.
This is
so I'm curious.
Yeah. So the way I was counseling the seller at the 1550, I told them, I like to underpromise, overdeliver. So I told them at the 1495, it's possible we might get multiple offers.
Right.
I kind of thought we would. Maybe we'd do 1525,
right,
550.
Right.
So it comes in at 150. So I said to them, here's what you need to be really clear that buyers make preemptive offers so that you won't expose it to all those other hundreds of buyers.
Good
now,
point.
Maybe on Monday or Tuesday when we say we're looking at offers, there won't be any people. And this person at 1550 may very well come back. And there's no competition, they might be at 1475.
Yeah.
We've seen some.
You never know.
Or there might be multiple offers and it goes up to 1.6. We don't know.
You don't know. Okay. Hey, guys. We're guys and gals. Mm-hmm. We're going to go to our first commercial break. We're back to random trivia again. All right. Ready for this one?
I get this card every time.
I know. Well, I can't. I got to keep you in suspenders. Which New England state does not have any ocean coastline? That's a pretty good question. All right. Call 888-912-1190 to answer that question. If you're the first caller with the correct answer, you're going to win the free 5-pack Tanvella certificate. All right. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing is going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Why pay membership fees to a gym when Gym Guys can bring the gym to you? Gym Guys, that's guys with a Z, is a mobile personal training company. No equipment? No problem. We bring a van with 365 pieces of equipment to your home, office, park, wherever you like, to give you the highest quality personal training session. And our first assessment is always free. Imagine not having to go to a gym. We come to you. We provide convenience as well as customized and creative workouts in the setting of your choice. Anywhere from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Our vans travel all around Marin with state-of-the-art equipment. And unlike gyms, we don't have membership fees. We work with all ages and abilities and can provide any type of workout from yoga to kickboxing, kids' sports programs to prenatal and postnatal fitness for moms. Check out our website at gymguys.com. That's gymguys with a Z.com. Or give us a call in Marin County, 415-448-8100. That's 415-448-8100.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you concerned about volatility in the stock market? Have low interest rates got you wondering if you'll ever earn enough to retire? Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Clients of Pacific Private Money earn yields averaging 8%, secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. Now, this is not a REIT. This is a mortgage-secured investment producing yields averaging 8%. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in secured, high-yield investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com. That's 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Patty Cohen and Rob Spinoza. First trivia question was, which New England state does not have any ocean coastline?
Vermont.
New Hampshire.
Vermont is correct. Ding, ding, ding.
I forgot which one I said last time.
Okay, got to mention here for the Mount Shasta Resort, and this time they're talking golf. Last time they were with us, they talked skiing because it was February. Mm-hmm. Now they're talking golf. So how far would you go for an unforgettable round of golf? The Mount Shasta Resort is much closer than you think. Enjoy the crisp mountain air, breathtaking views, and one of California's finest golf courses, all waiting for you at the Mount Shasta Resort. Call 530-926-3052. All right? And it says here, receive a free green fee when you bring your driver's license during the month of your birthday.
Ooh.
I like that. That's pretty cool. All right. So, Patty, you know what? We got an email that kind of fits along the lines of what you were just talking about, which was, you know, because the price went way higher than the listing price. How does the market look today versus 5 years ago, which seems to be sort of the bottom? Is this likely the top?
Yeah, no, that's a really good question because that's what I've been thinking about recently. You know, always thinking about how do you counsel people? Is this the top? We know what the bottom was, and it was right around 2012. Yeah. So, back to, are we softening? I'm not seeing signs of it, but so if you, just for example, look at, I took Marin County, mm-hmm. and, you know, last 3 months of Marin County, the average price was 1,294, let's call it 1,3. In 2012, for those very same months 5 years ago, it was 715,000.
Wow.
So over 80% more.
Jeez.
Now, I'll tell you what sometimes gets reported. The number of sales for those 3 months were 466.
In 12.
In 17. Oh. In 2012, it was 532.
Yeah, so there were more sales.
That's there were more sales. Yeah, but sometimes the focus by media and people that don't get it is that, oh, wow, number of sales are down. What's wrong? So the thing is, okay, so it's down 12.5%.
Well, you have to look at the mean, the mode, and the median.
Exactly.
You had to look at all three.
Yes. And then if you want to see really what the absorption rate is and what the trend is, you got to look at number of days on market.
Yeah.
So number of days on market now is 27.
I was gonna
then
say,
it's 57. That's more than double.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So back then.
Yeah.
And now the percentage of asking. 5 years ago, it was 3.5% under asking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now it's on average 1% over. So that tells you it's an inventory problem.
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah.
And then just kind of for giggles, for historical perspective, I looked at 1975, what was the price?
Yeah.
$40,000.
Yeah.
And what was it in 2005?
I'm curious how many units they sold. Do you have that for 75?
You know what? I was curious too. And I looked at, literally today, I looked at a graph from 1974 until now, and the number of units were very consistent.
Wow.
I mean, let me tell you, consistent.
Yeah.
There was like, you know, arrows. I mean, it was just ups and downs. But if you took a line across it, it was consistent.
Interesting.
Because we're in a no-growth. Well, that we're in a no-growth county.
Right, net,
more people are always coming here but leaving. But you can't, you know, pitch a tent wherever you feel like.
Do you think that, I hear this term that it's like, oh, once you leave Marin, you can never come back.
Everyone says that
because of the price, you know, and all that. I don't know if that's necessarily true. If you would have left in, 2005 and then came back in 2012, you could have easily come back.
See, that's a great... Okay, so 2005, the median price was $1,075,000.
There you go.
And in 15, it was 1,260.
But in
2012, it was 715, there you go. But so now in 1995, 370,000.
Yeah. You have to remember,
Those were our games.
2012 and the years, you know, directly before it. So, you know, probably from 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, in that range, the attitude about housing was dramatically different too. So, you know, we were talking to people and they would say things like, oh, my house would never sell at that price or, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting to look at the human psychology with those markets too, because it's the classic Warren Buffett, you know, buy when there's blood in the streets. You know, when other people are greedy, be scared. When other people are scared, be greedy. And people weren't jumping at prices back then because they thought it was going to keep going down.
Yeah, but also there's a huge thing is interest rates. And when they're low, you can afford a lot more.
Right, but if you look at the trend on the either side of that, like that's a great comparison. If you look at 05, 06, you know, we did a lot of loans just because of the nature of where the market was that were in the mid fives. Mm-hmm. You don't see that anymore. If you tell somebody they're looking at mid fives right now, they balk.
Yeah.
It doesn't
yeah.
matter who they are and what type of loan program it is. So a lot of that credit availability piece was tied to other things like stated income and other components of the credit market that don't exist anymore. And that propped up that market. But I think to your point, Patty, and do you see a bubble? I don't, because everything that's selling in that market is either selling strong, you know, cash, or it's selling with a highly qualified buyer. So it's a real market underneath that. It's not this, you know, credit exposed bubble like we had in 05 and 06.
Yeah.
Very different.
Well, and the two major reasons also is that we don't have an economy propped up by .com
yeah.
Nonsense. And there are lending guidelines, as Rob knows, that are stringent and well thought yep. out of, as this country has been built all those years. It's the
right.
same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the other part of back to the mentality, up until 2005, people would always say, well, it's my home. It'll never go down.
Right.
Well, it did go
down. It did go down. Yeah.
And part of the reason it went down is the two things I just mentioned, mm-hmm. and also the psychology of using your house like an ATM to go
yeah.
on vacation
right.
or buy a boat. Before, like our parents, they got a GI Bill and
right.
they raised,
yeah.
bought in the cul-de-sac.
Right.
They retired after 40 years and they let their loan go to 30 years and they celebrated it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They never
burned the mortgage.
And it used to be right. like if you refinanced in those days, it was a little shameful.
Yeah.
Like something
yeah, it's
was
like
going
getting a
wrong.
Divorce or something.
Yeah.
You
something's
know?
Going yeah. wrong in your life.
Right. Interesting. Yeah, but yeah, when the interest rates go down, though, I mean, it only makes sense to.
Well, one of the articles yeah. I brought talks about U.S. new home sales rise despite higher mortgage rates, and I know Mark has talked about this a bit on the show before in previous editions, and it, you know, we see month in and month out. Obviously, we see variations in rates. So right now, if you're asking about an interest rate, it's lower than it was at the start of 2017, but at the same time, whether rates go slightly higher or slightly lower, we're not seeing that diminish the interest in becoming a homeowner. So when you have somebody, yeah, it may affect their affordability. And if they're right on the cusp of qualifying or not qualifying, a higher rate certainly doesn't help them. But in terms of interest rates driving this market, I just don't see it.
No.
And it's the front line of what I do.
No, it's not that elastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to cut to another commercial break. These breaks come a little too fast. Want to make a quick mention here also for the San Francisco Symphony. on May 26th, now I'm going to try to pronounce this correctly. Baritone Matthias Gern sings Shostakovich's suite on verses of Michelangelo Buonarroti. Music that grapples with life, death, and fate.
And your vocab and your ability to say them.
Yes, it's not very good.
I'm very impressed.
But anyway, it has to do with Tchaikovsky, and I can pronounce his name. Soaring through the Fifth Symphony, and that's May 25th through 27th. Tickets and information, 415-864-6000, or visit sfsymphony.org. All right, second trivia question. What New York Yankee was nicknamed Mr. October?
I know this.
You know this one?
I know this.
Okay. And just to be on the fun side, we're going to give those tanning certificates to the first three callers with the correct answer. 888-912-1190 to answer this question. What New York Yankee was nicknamed Mr. October? All right. And when we come back, we're going to get into an email for Rob.
All right.
That has to do with interest-only loans, because that's a question that gets asked a lot.
Okay.
Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing will be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings or CDs? At Pacific Private Money, our clients have been earning annual rates of 8% and more. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the interest you earn using your savings or IRA, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's pacificmoneyfund.com or call us 415-883-2150.
How far would you go for an unforgettable round of golf? Mount Shasta Resort is much closer than you think. Enjoy the crisp mountain air, breathtaking views, and one of California's finest golf courses, all waiting for you at Mount Shasta Resort. Call 530-926-3052 for your tee time and receive a free green fee when you bring your driver's license during the month of your birthday. Call 530-926-3052 or go to MountShastaResort.com for an unforgettable round of golf. Book your tee time now.
Hi, this is Mark Hanf, president of Pacific Private Money. How would you like to earn 8% or more per year in today's low interest rate environment? At Pacific Private Money, we've been paying more than 8%. How do we do that? Well, we lend money secured by real estate, almost exclusively in California and primarily in the Bay Area. We keep our loans very conservative by keeping the loan portfolio under 70%. In fact, we are actually less than 60% loan to value right now. There's no fee to get in and no fee to get out if you stay in for 2 years. Call us now at 415-883-2150 for more information or go to PacificMoneyFund.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Again, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Rob Spinoza and Patty Cohen. Second trivia question, and Rob knew this one. What New York Yankee was nicknamed Mr. October?
Who is Reggie Jackson?
Who is Reggie Jackson? That is correct. And in the form of a question, yes. Rob, before we get into your email, now this
I'm
one,
on a roll, man. Don't stop
you're on
me.
A roll. Okay. Wait, you don't know about this, though. So we've got a new sponsor here called The Gym Guys with a Z.
Okay.
And they are a mobile personal training company where they come to you. So rather than you have to go into a gym, you call them and they've got a mobile van.
I already don't like them because then it ruins that excuse.
Well, yeah. aren't you supposed to not be lazy? Getting to the gym should not be a problem.
It's not that. What it has to do with is, you know, a lot of people, they don't want to be embarrassed by going to the gym and going, you know, I don't want people to see.
Gyms are very intimidating for some folks.
For some people. Right? Yep. And this way, you know, they come to your house. I mean, they'll work you. They'll work you out.
Yeah.
You know, but how many people, you know, can afford the equipment or a gym membership?
And you never get as good of a workout at home as you do in the gym. And everyone I've ever talk to that's been involved in fitness will always say that.
So this way they bring the gym to you, and it's kind of cool because there's no you know, they don't have membership fees, which is nice, and they give you a free body assessment. And you can check them out at www.gymguyswithaz.com and then /location/Marin County.
Where are they based? All over the Bay Area?
Well, they're doing just Marin County now, and then they're eventually going to go to Petaluma. And best thing you can also do is call them is 415-448-8100. All right.
I hope they get that off the ground. No pun intended.
No, yeah. No, they are already off the ground. They are a working one. My goodness gracious. Goodness gracious. Okay. So here we go, Rob.
Yes.
I'm thinking of using an interest-only loan to get a lower payment and buy a house that is a little above what I was approved for with my bank. Okay. What do you think about interest-only loans? That's a good question.
It is a good question. So what I think about interest-only loans is different than what this caller is actually getting at, and that is, can you use an interest-only loan to help you qualify for maybe a mortgage where you're stretching a little bit further to get to a higher price point? And the answer to that, by and large, is no, you cannot do that. And the reason is that with the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Financial Reform Act, interest only is considered a toxic feature. So they don't like it. The regulators don't like it. And what they do to lenders when we make an interest only loan is they make us clear additional hurdles to prove that the buyer has the ability to repay the loan.
Well, how about a NEGAM loan?
Oh, dear.
That's toxic. Like,
that's double toxic.
That's right.
What's up?
That's like
warning,
a hazmat suit.
Warning.
Yeah. So interest only, getting back to that. So typically when we have an interest only client, they are qualifying off of a payment behind the scenes that's significantly higher than the actual payment they will make. So the moral of the story is when you go to get an interest-only loan, no, you can't use it to gain, well, my payment's a lot lower, so therefore I can qualify for more. It doesn't work that way in our eyes. The loans themselves, if understood by the borrower, can be great. So we see interest-only loans oftentimes with our savviest borrowers who have a strategy financially that loan serves.
So they actually qualify for a loan that's like a 30-year amortization, but they choose to take interest only.
Let me give you an example how they might do that. So let's say you got a 7-1 interest only ARM. So that is a little bit complicated, but it'd be fixed for the first 7 years, and it would typically be interest only for those first 7 years. The lender will probably take the interest rate if they don't adjust it upward by a percentage, let's say 2% over the start rate, what they'll do is then they'll then amortize it over the remaining term of a 30-year term. So 7 years, subtract 7 from 30, 23. So 23-year amortization at the interest rate is typically how they would qualify.
You know what? I did that without taking off my shoes and socks.
Yeah.
And,
fingers
and toes.
So let us do that for you. It would help you understand it. It's a little bit harder than a loan to understand behind the scenes, but if it's a good fit for you financially, certainly the loans are available. We can do them aggressively usually up to 80% loan to value, sometimes beyond. And if anybody has any questions about them, they should certainly call.
Okay. Yep. And how do they get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me on, they can do a search on Yelp. I'm all over Yelp and in Marin County for a mortgage broker. And they can reach me at 415-367-5959. I work for RPM Mortgage. And our office is in Mill Valley.
Very good. And Patty, before I forget, how do people get a hold of you if they have questions about how can they sell a house for hundreds of thousands of dollars more?
Every time.
I've done it so many times this year. I've sold actually, I don't know, 16 properties this year.
Good for you.
Best year of my life so far. Wow. But I've done it several times. But anyway, so it's Patty Cohn, C-O-H-N, with Pacific Union Real Estate. And I'm at 415-722-4842.
And if people are outside of Marin, they could still call you and then maybe you can refer somebody or work with somebody. At least you can give some really good advice.
I can. And I also work outside the county depending on the situation.
Yeah. I've seen you had listings in Sonoma.
I do a lot in Napa, sometimes Sonoma. I also do San Francisco. And I also co-list with a local agent. So they're getting two agents for the price of one.
Gotcha. And then plus you've got the smarts to be able to give them the advice, which is very valuable for those folks out there who are looking for an agent and don't know who to call. At least they can start off with Patty and
go from there. I mean, and to be able to get two agents, one local and me covering the whole Bay Area, they're for the same price. That's a value.
That actually is. That's very smart.
The way to go.
Very lucky.
You know, I got a call this morning. I got a call this morning about a transaction where the listing agent called me to vet the approval letter, and their one reservation about the deal was that they felt that the buyer's agent was inexperienced. So the market is moving at a pace now. I notice, certainly you see this day in and day out on your side of the deal, but if you're a buyer, if you're looking to purchase a home, the need to align with an experienced real estate agent is worth its weight in gold. And I know there's a lot of competition out there from the Redfins of the world, and people think they can handle these things on their own. If you want to investigate that, certainly feel free to do it. But I would just say, as a mortgage lender, that what we see very often is the value that experienced professionals bring to a deal, and they can help you get into contract where maybe someone else couldn't.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. If there's 16 offers, how do you, and the prices are all kind of the same,
how do you
get in the game?
Yep.
And also, I mean, sometimes experienced agents never even get to the top. Lucky that person was able to
get
to the top.
Yeah.
But if you do, that's the secret agents don't tell. A lot of times it's about the agent too.
That's a good point. I mean, I like, you know, I don't buy warranties for refrigerators and stuff like that, because I think it's kind of a waste of money. But the thing is, you know, and I've said this on the show, that the and years ago, back in 1979, my dad's best friend was a real estate broker. He started Madison Company.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And he said the agent's commission is the cheapest commission that a person ever spends. Now, he was talking from a broker standpoint, but actually he was right, though, because especially like in the Bay Area, you have sophisticated people.
Yeah.
And if I'm a sophisticated buyer and I find out the seller is doing a FSBO, I'm going to go, man, this is my opportunity. I'm going to take advantage of this.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
buyers of FSBOs, the first thing they do is take 6% off
the
top.
That's it. Yeah. Say, hey, listen, you're saving money on the commission. So so that is not the smartest thing to do.
Right.
If I ever sell my house, I'm licensed, but I would hire somebody else to do it.
Well, and you also have listed properties where the buyers think that they're going to go unrepresented, and they think they're getting that 3% in their pocket. They're not.
No, that's true, because you always have to price it correctly there. All right, we're going to cut to our third commercial break here. Trivia question. Now, this, you have to go back in time to remember your Roman numerals.
Okay.
All right. What does the Roman numeral L XXX denote? And it's not an R, it's not an X-rated movie.
Or extra large.
I would have gotten that otherwise.
888-912-1190. First caller is going to win the tanning certificate. Talk to you soon. Don't go anywhere. The Best of Investing will be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Are you concerned about volatility in the stock market? Have low interest rates got you wondering if you'll ever earn enough to retire? Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Clients of Pacific Private Money earn yields averaging 8%, secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. For information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com.
Experience the moving power of music by Shostakovich and Tchaikovsky, performed by the San Francisco Symphony. First, baritone Matthias Gern sings Shostakovich's suite on verses of Michelangelo Buonarroti, music that grapples with life, death, and fate. Then, get swept away with Tchaikovsky's soaring Fifth Symphony, May 25th through 27th. Tickets and information at 415-864-6000 or visit sfsymphony.org.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Patty Cohen and Rob Spinoza. Notice how I switched that up a little bit?
Yeah, I did.
Ooh. Can't tell the players.
I felt slighted.
You can't tell the players without a scorecard. Okay, third trivia question. What does the Roman numeral LXXX denote?
I'm going to say 530.
15,000. 128.2. No, 80. L stands for 50.
Oh, so it's close. I thought 500. Okay.
Wow. Yeah, that's okay. Why you said 530. See, everyone knew
very
X
good.
Was 10.
Okay.
That's very good.
Aha, we tweaked you, you little wabbit, you. All right. So, Mark isn't here, but I do have a deal of the week from him.
Okay.
From him. So, there's a house in San Francisco. Guy owns the house, but it's got an illegal unit. I mean, what do they call it? It's not an
accessory.
Illegal.
Unpermitted.
Unpermitted unit, yeah. He's rented out, right? And he's not getting hassled on it or anything. He wants to refinance.
Not yet, anyway.
Not really. Anyway. Yeah. Well, he's providing housing, so we love all those people, right?
That's right.
So the problem was that he was in the position of changing jobs.
Okay.
So even though he makes good money, he was making $150,000 a year, and he's going to make probably the same going to another job. He hasn't.
He's
done
between.
That.
He's yeah, between. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So at this point, he needs to refinance with his home equity line, as well as some credit card bills and real estate taxes and all this kind of stuff. And the LTV is, loan to value is really good. I mean, it's probably less than 50%.
Wow.
But he can't get a bank to give him a loan.
So what is he in now? Did Mark tell you the details? Like, so is he's got conventional financing?
On the first.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, and he's got a HELOC on the second.
And he's got to consolidate some other stuff to get
exactly.
on the left. Got it.
That's
okay.
Right. So he's got to pay off all that other stuff. Right. So he's in a situation now where he just can't get a bank loan.
Right.
So now it looks like he'll go to Pacific Private Money. They'll make him the loan. To get him to a point where when he gets his job handled. And the thing is, he has income from the property.
Yeah.
So he lives in one unit, and rents out the other. He lives upstairs, downstairs, that sort of thing.
Well, that occupancy thing is probably giving him the angle on private money too, correct?
Correct.
Because my understanding is that if it's owner-occupied, they have a hard time doing those. But if it's a business purpose loan and he has a renter in there.
Exactly. Yeah. There's certain things that they can do to make it a legal loan.
Right.
And so from the borrower standpoint, someone came to save the day.
Yep.
And then eventually he'll refinance with a regular bank loan once he gets the seasoning done of his job.
Yep. Typically.
So, yeah. And then from the investor standpoint, so Pacific Private Money, from their standpoint, they're making a loan that is less than 50% loan to value. And, the odds are this guy will eventually get a job. And, in the meantime, he'll use the income from the rental to pay the mortgage anyway. And if for some reason he defaults, you get the property.
50%'s not bad.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's not a bad deal. Right. I think the interest rate's being charged is 10%.
Okay.
So
what this owner has to look at, and this is things, you know, these are things that we cover with borrowers all the time. They come to us for conventional, so they're often interested in threes and fours, and we get that. But what this owner has to look at is he's solving his immediate problem.
Correct.
Right? He's consolidating that debt. And let's say he gets the loan, he pays the cost of the loan, and he holds the loan for 6 months.
Yeah.
That's his opportunity cost. Correct. To get on with his life.
Yes.
I mean, how do you put a price on that? And they're making a great loan. And this guy's going to end up back in conventional financing before the year's out.
It's a win-win. Everybody's right. Happy situation.
What I get puzzled about is why we as conventional lenders can't find solutions for that. I mean, all for Mark and private money and what they do, because that is their business.
Well, but it's the stringent requirements of Dodd-Frank.
Does not have ability
one
to
word,
repay.
Government.
Yeah, does not have ability
Yay,
to repay.
Yay, government. I say more government. You know?
Come on, guys. We're making America great again.
Yeah, that's
get down on it.
Just... don't, what's, I heard a term, just make America hate again. But anyway, and that wasn't coming from the conservative people. It wasn't coming from the liberal people. It was coming from the conservative people who were upset.
Right.
Because of people are hating against Trump. So
yeah. Anyway, I got it.
Because one time we had somebody on the show who said one little tiny thing that wasn't exactly anti-Trump, but it was kind of just sort of, a little bent toward anti-Trump.
Slant, right.
And suddenly I get a phone call from this person saying, you left-wing liberals.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
No, I am not a left-wing liberal.
Well, you know what's funny about that is I brought an article, and I only did it because the headline is Trump tax plan could hit Bay Area homeowners hard, and it talks about what may be in the tax bill that could be forthcoming.
Like limiting the deduction?
Exactly.
Really?
Exactly.
It's funny. I wouldn't think Trump would want that.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Eliminating the deduction for property taxes.
Trump is usually a pro-business.
Well, they're saying we don't. What the article goes on to say is you don't know how that plays into the bigger picture with how that person's return would look once filed, even if they did that. So, but anyway, yeah, I realized that in bringing that, perhaps maybe not the best topic, especially given the political atmosphere right now. But what were you going to say? I'm sorry.
Well, I was actually going to bring it back to home a little bit. So for those people out there who are looking at like the example I gave and they say, well, you know, I would love to invest in something that's 50% or less loan to value, getting a great interest rate. I mean, is it no risk? No. I mean, it's possible for the property to go down more than 50% in 6 months or a year. Is it likely?
No.
I don't think so. So anyway, for those people who want to participate and invest and get great rates of return like that, they would call Mark Hanf at Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or go to pacificprivatemoney.com.
So Mark would likely put that loan in the fund? Because I've heard him on the show before.
Yeah, that's the sort of loan that would go into the fund.
Right.
Now, in this case, that loan is a second mortgage.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, actually, the interest rate is higher. I think it's 10.5% because it's a second mortgage. But the first mortgage is like at 3% for the next 20-something years.
Oh, got it. So this guy's going to put a second on it, a private money second. He's going to consolidate the HELOC and all the other debt.
Correct.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the second is only like $200,000. The first is less than $400,000.
Okay.
And the property is worth... 1.2, 1.3 million, something like that.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So it's one of those instances where it's perfectly reasonable to do a second loan, a second mortgage on this property.
Now, I know Mark is not here, but do you know what sort of loan to value limit a private money lender might have on a second?
On a second, usually it'll still be 65% or less.
Okay. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
So
it's a wonderful service that he provides both to investors.
Yes.
We have a guaranteed rate of return.
Well, not a guaranteed.
It's
not guaranteed. I mean, we have a preferred return. And we say we because both
of you
have.
Yes, I know where you're going with that.
The preferred return is
you're guaranteed to get more than your bank.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah.
That's a low.
We can't use the
word
guarantee.
All right.
Okay. But a preferred, and it seems to be consistent.
It is every month.
And I've had clients that weren't, for whatever reason, actually one that I sent to you, remember that? They ended up going to Mark.
That's where I thought they would have to go.
Yeah. And she had so much money. right. but couldn't get a loan.
Yeah, couldn't really? Document
so,
it.
Really? So what was the circumstance that
Do you basically? Remember?
I
kind
of
did.
Yeah, it was just that there was no history of documenting the income, with the sources that were providing the income, if I recalled the scenario properly. What I don't know is how they got around the primary occupancy piece, so that is something...
Well, short-term bridge loan. Probably, was it a purchase?
It was a purchase.
Yeah, so when a purchase, you can do a short-term 11-month bridge loan.
Okay,
yeah.
The circumstances surrounding the income were that there it wasn't a documented history of receiving the income. So lenders don't see any value in that.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Love that.
And it was a trust. Yeah.
That's right. It was a complicated trust situation.
Very complicated.
Right. Yeah, and that's the other thing.
It hadn't been funded yet.
No, right.
You get into oddball type situations, and you know, companies like Pacific Private Money can think around outside the box, whereas, and it's not, it has nothing to do with you or your company.
No,
but
it's,
the thing is, the bank has to kind of look and go, what are we going to do with this loan? And, especially if they're going to sell
it. We have this conversation every day with borrowers, and it goes something like this. So they'll say, well, why does it have to be that way? Or why are you asking me for this? Or why do I have to fill out that document? And what I've done is I've distilled it down to the three letters that they've distilled it down to us, and that is ATR, ability to repay. So if a lender cannot document ability to repay, the lender is always responsible for the outcome of that loan.
There you go. Okay, stay with us. The Best of Investing will come right back with some closing comments. Edward Brown here to tell you that I just had a 30-year-old client purchase a $500,000 life insurance policy that is guaranteed to stay the same price for the next 35 years. And here's the best part. It cost only $36 per month, and it was from a major, well-known life insurance company. Imagine, this person will probably never have to buy another life insurance policy ever. I am completely independent, so I run the numbers through my software, and out pops the least expensive policies from among hundreds of the finest carriers. For your free quote, please call our Best of Investing hotline number at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190 for a free, no-obligation life insurance quote. I will personally call you back after the show. Imagine buying one inexpensive life insurance policy that is guaranteed not to increase for 35 years. Call 888-912-1190 today.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings or CDs? At Pacific Private Money, our clients have been earning annual rates of 8% and more. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the interest you earn using your savings or IRA, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's pacificmoneyfund.com or call us 415-883-2150.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Patty Cohen and Rob Spinoza. Now, Rob, you have an article you want to share.
Yeah, I didn't in fact know that Patty was going to be on the show, but it's perfect because we're seeing a lot of this, and I know she is too, and she was talking about it earlier in the show. So this article, the headline is Writing Love Letters, Bidding $100K Extra, Buying a Southern California Home is Insane. Like Crazy Eddie insane, if you remember that.
I remember Crazy Eddie.
Yeah, you're from the East Coast. What I wanted to talk about is, we touched on it in the other segment, but the little tips that you could give a buyer, Patty, maybe that things that are doing that resonate with sellers and vice versa?
Well, I'll tell you one thing that's, I've seen many cycles of this hyper seller's market, many cycles. The biggest difference now that has never happened before is buyers are coming in completely bare with all contingencies removed. Yeah. So we're seeing problems after the fact where they, and the other thing that has changed.
Taking a chance on that.
Oh, it's a big
deal. Well, the other thing that has changed dramatically is that we, as listing agents, have disclosures up front, reports up front and inspections.
How about you buy the house and it'll fall down tomorrow? There you go. I've disclosed everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you can bet that there's been a lot of, that buyer signed a lot of forms before they got to the end of that, saying they've been advised strongly that by their agent to get reports.
That's page one.
Blah, 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 blah. So there's that. You can remove contingencies. I don't really recommend it, but if you've got 16 offers you want and you already have reports in front of you, you could do that.
That's true.
A lot of people will get a loan. lot of people have cash. A lot of people don't. But if you're getting a loan and you feel really comfortable that you've been pre-qualified with Rob or whoever, a lot of people say, you know, I'm not going to have that as a contingency. I'm still going to get a loan, but it's not contingent upon me getting a loan.
Right. And we're advance approving people. So what we do now is we typically run the pre-approved buyer through underwriting to try to cover all of those other things. But we've had some internal discussions about this too, because there's a lot of stuff that happens on the lender level, and people get these advance approvals and they use them and they work very well for the most part. But there are things that come up. For example, most loan programs will pull a transcript of taxes, the IRS Form 4506T. Let's say there's a problem with that. That's not the lender's fault. That's not the buyer's fault. That's just a problem. Yeah. And so buyers have to understand that when they remove all contingencies, they remove known and unknown potential. Yeah. You know, and they have to be comfortable with that. And when I have that conversation with buyers, what I tell them is, I don't remember which one of you said it before on the show, you said it, are you comfortable with or without? I say, look, that earnest money deposit is in escrow. Are you comfortable losing that deposit?
Yeah, and it's all risk, as you know.
It's all risk, that because ultimately that's the core of your concern about, or the point of you removing your contingency, is that you're putting that at risk. And you know what? We had to do that too as buyers, and that was the conversation I had with my wife is, this money, we could lose this money.
Yeah.
And if the house is worth it, then you
Well, and again, that's where companies like Pacific Private Money come in, because just of in course. Case, for whatever reason, the lender, it's not even the lender's fault, but something happens, and suddenly it's like, and that's happened. Someone was going to lose, like, they had something ridiculous, like $1 million at risk.
Well,
because it was a large transaction. You find a way. And so, sure enough.
And I don't want to paint a picture that, you know, that everything is, it's all pitfalls. It's usually not. But I think that buyers in this market, number one, they have to appreciate the speed of the market, and they have to appreciate the level of their commitment, which includes financial commitment to the deal. Because if you don't do it, buyer B will.
Yeah. And the other thing is people come in with a stronger deposit up front, too.
That's a good point. Okay, so let's give out all your information. Rob, how do people get a hold of you?
RPM Mortgage, rpm-mtg.com, and Mill Valley. Look me up online and on the Best of Investing website.
There you go. Patty.
I'm Patty Cohn with Pacific Union, 415-722-4842. You can also check out my reviews on Zillow and Yelp.
Good for you.
Very good. All right. I'll Yelp you. Yeah. Okay, here's our thoughts for the day. When you talk, you are only repeating what you already know. But if you listen, you may learn something new.
Good.
Ooh, and the desire to succeed means nothing without the will to prepare. I like that one too. All right. We're going to cut out for the day. And again, for those willing to or wanting to get a great rate of return on a fairly conservative investment, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. Or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.